us into your sanctuary. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Be glorified, be magnified, be lifted up on high, be exalted, O God, in the name of Jesus. Sanctify them by the word is truth. Now lift up your voice, begin to ask him, Father, sanctify me by your word tonight. Sanctify me by your word tonight. Sanctify me by your word tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify me by your word of truth tonight. Sanctify me by your word of truth tonight. Father, as your word come tonight, let my life be sanctified. Let my life be sanctified. Let my life be purified. Lord, sanctify me by your word of truth tonight. Sanctify me by your word of truth tonight. Sanctify every dark areas of my life. Search me through and through by your word tonight. Lift up your voice. Make that your prayer tonight. Father, sanctify me by your word tonight. Light in every dark areas of my life. Light in every dark areas of my life by your word of truth. Lighten every dark areas of my life by your word of truth. Make that your prayer tonight. Lift up your voice. Make that your prayer tonight. Father, lighten every dark area of my life by your word of truth tonight. In the course of this service, let every dark part of my life be sanctified and lightened by your word of truth. Lift up your voice. Make that prayer strong tonight. Father, lighten every dark area of my life by your word of truth tonight. Lighten every dark area of my life by your word of truth. Holy Spirit, take absolute preeminence of this service. Let the name of the Father be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. The Lord has done you well. You have testimony to share to the glory of God and the education of his people. You do well to go to that entrance by the choir. Your testimonies will be documented and you have the privilege to share them. Put your hands together for Jesus as you welcome the priest.
Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you, Lord. Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me.
A sanctuary. Pure and holy. So tried and true. Thanksgiving to you, Lord. Lord, prepare me, Jesus, so pure and holy, for you are holy, lift us hands up with thanksgiving, we want to be a living sacrifice. Thank you, Lord.
I'll be all even, Lord, sanctuary for you, Jesus. I'll be all even. Your home, I'll be a living, I'll be a living, Lord. Lord, make my heart your home, Lord. Prepare me, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. One more time, I'll be a living,
I'll be a living.
Prepare me, Lord.
Sense of Jesus, hallelujah. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I found a new way. Celebrate Jehovah. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding. I found a new way.
I found a new life.
I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding.
God in me. I've got the Spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. You've got.
You're happy to have the life of God in you. Come on, wrap your hands to Jesus.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God. Yeah. I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God.
I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the life of
I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the Spirit of the Son.
celebrate Jehovah.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me.
Do you have the life?
I've got the life.
Do you
of
have the
God
life?
In me.
I'm happy. I have
I've
the life
of God.
Of God
in me.
I've got the Spirit.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me.
Do you have the life?
I've got the life.
Do you have the
God
life?
God.
I've got the life.
I've got the light.
I've got the Spirit.
In me.
Yes.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the life.
I've got the life.
I've got the life.
God in me.
I've got the life.
I've got the life.
I've got the Spirit.
God in me.
Yes.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God in me.
Do you have the life?
I have the life.
I have the Spirit.
I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God.
I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the life.
I've got the life of God in me.
I've got the Spirit
of God in me.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God.
I've got the life of God.
Do you have the life?
I've got the life of God.
I've got the life of God. Come on, clap your hands.
I've got the Spirit of God.
Clap your hands.
Hallelujah. I've got the life of God.
Do you have the life?
I've got the life of God.
Yes, I have.
I've got the life of God.
I've got
the Spirit of the Son of God. I've got the life of God.
I've got the Spirit of the Son of God.
I've got the life of God in me.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus and please be seated. We'll be rising up shortly to commence our intercession. When we rise, we shall be taking this thanksgiving prayer this way, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper a turnaround encounter with thy word. Our amen can be stronger. In Psalm chapter 126 and verse 1, it said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Let's rise on our feet tonight as we engage passionately, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper a turnaround encounter with thy word. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we have come thanking you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting abiding multitude into our services last Sunday, even our turnaround banquet service. Lord, you drew multitude by your power. Lift up your voice and appreciate him tonight. Let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper a turnaround encounter by your word. Is someone appreciating him tonight? Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. God drafted abiding multitude. The multitude we saw was the handwork of the Lord. Give him glory, give him honor, give him appreciation. Let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Thank him that everyone he brought, he equally decorated with a turnaround encounter by the sent word, by the right word, by the word in season. Someone is thanking him. Give him glory, give him honor. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper a turnaround encounter by your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the multitude you drafted. Indeed, no one can come to you except the one you drew by yourself. Thank you for drafting abiding multitude, even record-breaking multitude, into our three services last Sunday. Even our turnaround banquet service. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise because everyone you brought, you decorated with your word. Thank you for the turnaround encounters by the sent word, the turnaround encounter by your right word, by thy word in season. Is somebody appreciating me again? Give him glory tonight. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday, and for indeed bringing everyone with an encounter by your word. Thank him and thank him and thank him. Give him glory tonight. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday, and for granting every worshiper a turnaround encounter with your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Lord still hearing your voice of appreciation? Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and a voice that makes merry. Give him glory tonight. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank him and thank him again. Give him glory. Give him honor. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services last Sunday, and for granting every worshiper.
Ready. What things are ready? Are my own things inclusive? Praise God. Are my own things inclusive? That's what we are doing. So it's not a method, you know, crafted by man. No. We are marketing the values and the virtues of the gospel of Christ. We are marketing the products of the power of faith. We are telling people, you don't have to keep crying. You don't have to keep shedding tears. You don't have to keep mourning. Jesus already paid the price. Weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book and to lose the seals thereof. Revelation 5:5. Oh, we are doing. So as you go witnessing, come over. Jesus is dealing with all marital crises. Come over. Jesus is destroying all siege of marital delays. Come over. Jesus is turning every home that is void of peace to a sweet, harmonious home. Come over. It will impart on your children, on your children's children, on your sons and daughters who are married, who are going through crisis. Praise the Lord. We are marketing the gospel. We are not just praying, you know, just talking on the street. We are marketing the beauty of Jesus, the fullness of the gospel of Christ. And we should do that with all excitement. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Well, the good news is many obedidium order of testimony will come alive before this month is over. We come alive before this month is over. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is what it takes. You want to be free from the power of sin? Get busy for Jesus. Pray the will of God, which is sanctification at all times, thereby making your stewardship highly profitable. And that keeps you going. Highly profitable. You are not sitting down and watching. You are not an onlooker. You are a partaker of the grace of God. The good news is that before the end of November, your breaking limit identity will be fully made manifest. Yeah. Because we are all ordained by God prophetically to be breaking limit entities. And I believe yours will come to pass. I believe yours will come to pass. Amen. I believe yours will come to pass. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I made a comment in the morning, and I think it's very important. One young man deported from UK, a Muslim, was led by revelation to come to this church, gave his life to Christ, and began to engage in kingdom advancement prayer and witnessing. That is a new convert, turned a disciple the same day. Just like the woman at the Samaritan well. And Jesus turned his story in no time. Before he came to this place, where the next meal will come, he had no idea. His body was charging with sickness and disease. He came here, gave his life to Christ, all the siege seized, and not only that, got an international job as a marketing director. Amen. Now, God directly orchestrated his salvation like he did for Cornelius. So he can do it without you and me. All he's inviting us to do is to partner with him for our own profiting. To partner with him for what? To partner with him for our own profiting, because you won't have access to his wages except you are out there bringing souls to the kingdom and guarding them unto him. You can't have a change of story without being in partnership with him in this thing that is of utmost interest to him. So it's for our profiting, our partnership with Jesus in this revival is absolutely for our profiting. He that reapeth, receive. He that reapeth, receiveth wages as he gathers fruits unto life eternal. So we don't only reap, we also gather. Then we entitled to wages. They that torment righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. We experience a massive change of story, bringing us from the background to the forefront. Amen. Now, all as a result of our active partnership with him. In Isaiah 59 verse 16, I wonder there was no intercessor. I sought for one, I can't find. So my own hand brought salvation unto him. Therefore his own arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness he sustained him. And he saw that there was no intercessor, there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. So our intercession is absolutely for our profiting. His own arm brought him salvation when he couldn't find anybody interceding. He stepped into it. Well, I thought they would buy into this opportunity. They are not buying into it. Let me take it over. 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 Now we're about 6,000 new churches this year. Awesome God. And we have always confessed before the Lord and among ourselves in leadership, this has left our hand. This is the Almighty by himself. We can't tell where this is coming from. This must be direct, raw hand of God at work. He has a way of doing it. Can I hear your amen? He has a way of doing this thing by himself. If God were dependent on man, he would have failed longest time. He warned us against trusting a man and making the arm of flesh our strength. So God can't turn back and be trusting and be depending on us. No. He's only calling us into partnership to give us an opportunity to be blessed in the process. Can I hear your amen? Amen. So over to you. God will do what he will do, but why don't you be beneficiary by being a full partaker of your part of it? The good news is you must sing your new song this year. Before this month is over, your path has been made straight by God. Yeah. Whatever ungodliness may have done
to constitute a barrier on your path, you will see those barriers no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So it's time to put up a fight against spiritual slothfulness, spiritual inactivity, spiritual unproductivity. It's time to put up a fight and not just wishing and not just misinterpreting what's happening to other people. I don't think that's it because we are all doing it together. No, no, you are not doing it with the right heart. The right heart. You need the right heart. Again, my prayer is that no one will miss his own portion. No one will miss his own portion. We are approaching the 11th hour before they will draw the curtain for the year. Endeavor to make the most of this time at your disposal. Be willing to pay the price. Obedience may be costly, but the end result is priceless. Be willing to pay the price. Be willing to pay the price. Blessed is the man that fears God, that delights himself greatly in his commandment. His seed also shall be mighty upon earth. The generation, you know, of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. It may be costly, but the end result is priceless. I believe it's your turn. If somebody has had a wake-up call, let me hear your loudest amen. If you believe this is not an ordinary season, let me hear your loudest amen. If you believe to deliver your 10 established souls in no time, let me hear your loudest amen. As I close this evening, please don't let any devil deceive you. Oh, the church is far. That's why I can't get them here. Okay? Your cells are also far. You can't get them there. Your zones are very far. Where the apostle or this commission ministers every midweek, you can't get them there. You have no excuse, oh man. Just wake up and take responsibility. Wake up and take responsibility. Have you ever brought anybody to a zona center that needs help to get to church and has no help? No. No. No excuse is tenable for disobedience. Wake up and walk. God who gave them to you is more eager to see them established. If you will play your part, and I will play my part. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody will miss this time. Amen. He wept over Jerusalem because they knew not the time of their visitation, which was ordained for their transformation. So they became victims of devastation. He wept because they knew not the time of their visitation, which was ordained for their transformation. And so they became victims of devastation because they missed they were blinded to the time of their visitation. Men and brethren, I'd like you to know this. This is a very unique time of divine visitation for us in the Winner's family. When God is baptizing his people with the spirit of holiness. When God is showing us what it takes to win his favor and take full delivery of our prophetic breaking limit package for the year. Is a time, an awesome time of divine visitation, and we shall not miss it. Amen. Lift up your right hand wherever you are and give God thanks for the privilege. To be in his presence tonight and to hear the things that you are hearing. Because it's the will of God, every force of unrighteousness will have no choice but lose its grip of you as you make demand for it. As you choose to serve God, it's not a gift, it's a choice. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. To prove your choice in all ramifications. He said, choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. It's not a gift, it's not a calling. No. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. Choose it this day whom you shall serve. Lord, and grace me to maximize the stewardship opportunity of this season so I can assess the full delivery of my own breaking limit prophetic package for the year. Take that grace. Take that grace. Please pray, pray, pray. Take that grace from God. We assess the grace of God through the altar of prayer. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Can you stand up, please? That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Pray. The reason you are here is to assess grace. Praise. Pray, 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 pray. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now, let me tell you this. Serving God is a choice. Is what? It's not a gift. It shows you the blessing of serving God and what you stand to lose by not serving Him. Make your choice. I lay before you life and death. Choose life. I lay before you blessing and cursing. Choose which one. So it's all a choice. It's all a choice. And when our choice is powered through the supply of His grace, then we make the most of it. Amen. By the help of God, I continue to this day. When we assess the help of God through the altar of prayer, we have grace for continuity, grace for steadfastness, grace for perseverance. How many here have chosen to serve God and the interest of His kingdom? Now, take grace as you pray in the spirit and in your understanding. Go ahead and pray. It takes the help of God to experience continuity in still worship, fervency in still worship. It takes the supply of the grace of God to experience steadfastness in still worship, fervency of spirit. It takes grace. Now, and grace me, Jesus, to make the most of my choice to serve you. And grace me tonight to make the most of my choice to serve you. And grace me tonight to make the most of my choice to serve you. Deliver me from spiritual slothfulness. Deliver me from spiritual inactivity. Deliver me from spiritual slumber. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now, how many agree now that sanctification is the will of God? And when you pray according to His will, what happens? He hears you. And if you know that He hears you, then you know you have received your petition, which you have desired of Him. Now, I'd like you to just pray. Whatever does not please God that is still remaining in your life, tonight, take it off me. From this communion table, wash me clean from everything that does not please you in my life. And engrace me to live a life that pleases you always. Engrace me to live a life that pleases you always. Engrace me. Engrace me to live a life that pleases you always. Engrace me. Go ahead and pray. Everybody pray. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone because I do always the things that please Him. Jesus, engrace me to do always the things that please you. Flush out everything that does not please you from this communion table tonight in my life. Flush them out. Flush them out. Flush them out. Renew a right spirit within me. Sanctify me wholly, spirit, soul, and body. I don't want to miss out of your presence. It's the only thing that makes a difference in my life. Lord, help me to sustain your presence by helping me to do the things that please you always. Help me to do the things that please you always. Let the stewards come over. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Well, tonight, it's also important for us to give opportunity to those who have not surrendered their life to Christ. I'll pray with you in a moment before we serve the communion. Please get seated. The communion is not served to the public. It's served only to disciples. It's not to the multitude. We only maximize the power of the communion table when we become children of the Most High God. So wherever you are tonight, both here at the Youth Chapel and in all of our VN centers across Southern Lagos, you'd like me to pray with you to be saved and become a beneficiary of the communion table, but much more importantly, to secure eternity with Christ in heaven. To live an overcomer's life on earth, wherever you are, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. You want to surrender your life to Christ tonight, stand to your feet. God bless you as you do. God bless you as you do. Somebody else is standing up wherever you are. Get up on your feet right now. I'll be praying with you where you are right there. Number two, there are people that need to rededicate their life to Christ. You know, things have been up and down for you in your spiritual life. You want to be restored back to the faith. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. I'll pray with you at the same time. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, please stand. Stand to your feet right now. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, stand to your feet. And I'll pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody else needs to get up. Wherever you are, get up right now. You want to rededicate your life to Christ and begin to enjoy the benefits and the blessings of new birth. Please stand to your feet. Now, all of us who are standing, bow your heads right now and pray this simple prayer of faith after me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you tonight. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Now, be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Everyone that prayed that prayer, I cover you all with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all the assaults of the enemy. Nothing shall draw you back from following him. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Congratulations. Church, give your big hand to Jesus. Praise God. Please complete your forms and pass it on to those church officials around with you. We'll be glad to be part of your joy. And all those who surrender their life to Christ across the nations of the earth, please send us your testimonies and we'll be glad to be helpers of your joy. Shall we all rise? It's time to serve the table of the Lord. And according to John 6:57, the communion empowers believers to live like Jesus. Therefore, reject whatever is not like Jesus in your life. Reject whatever is not like Jesus in your life. Reject it now. Whatever cannot be traceable to Jesus must not be found in you. In thoughts, in actions. Sickness is not found in him, it must not be found in him, in you. Sin is not found in him, it must not be found in you. Lift up your two hands. Empower me, Jesus, from this communion table to live like you. Empower me, Jesus, from this communion table to live like you. Empower me, Jesus, from this communion table to live like you. Empower me, Jesus, from this communion table to live like you. Spirit, soul, and body. Empower me, Jesus, from this communion table to live like you. Empower me, Jesus, from this communion table to live like you. Empower me, Jesus, from this communion table to live like you. Flush out every defilement in my spirit. Flush out every defilement in my conscience. Quicken my spirit, man. Quicken my mortal body. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. This table is declared the flesh and the blood of Jesus. All over the world, whatever you have there as your drink and your bread is declared the flesh and the blood of Jesus. As you partake of this, everything you desire that you can imagine in Christ is delivered in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Sickness is cursed from the roots tonight. Every form of ungodliness is cursed from the roots tonight. Yeah. Everyone partaking of this communion table imagines a new man altogether. Yeah. a new woman altogether. A new day dawns on your spiritual life today. A new day dawns on your life entirely today. In Jesus' precious name. May the zeal of Jesus come alive afresh in every one of us. May the passion of Jesus for the lost come alive in every one of us afresh tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please get seated and you take your turn as you are directed. Yes.
The zeal of God has consumed me. It burns in my soul. A driving force that cannot be stopped. A fire that cannot be quenched. The zeal of God.
The zeal of God has consumed me.
It burns
in my soul.
A driving force.
Hallelujah!
Sing, hallelujah!
Sing, hallelujah!
Sing,
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus the biggest clap offering. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Why are we bringing people to church? That is God's filling station. You don't want your car grounded. You don't want the vehicle of your life grounded. Get to the filling station to refuel. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Why are we going there? That's God's storehouse, where the supplies to our needs are made through the teaching of the word. Why are we going there? That's the city of refuge, where we are spiritually sprinkled with blood for a covering as we get out on the streets. And if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That's one of the missions of Calvary. He was lifted up on the tree to draw all men unto himself. He that does not gather with me scattereth. That's why we're involved. When you know why you are doing whatever you are doing, you are motivated. You are driven. You are not struggling. You just understand it. Praise God. Show me any Christian who ignores church. It's a matter of time. It will wither. It will wither. Woe unto him that's alone. It will wither. It's a matter of time. That's why we are concerned about our new converts. And to also encourage all members, you better stay on with Jesus. You better stay on with Jesus. You find any Christian who is moving forward and flourishing and blossoming, is one who gets excited at appearing in God's presence. So he keeps going from strength to strength and from glory to glory. We are in for the best of time. My prayer is that no one here will be left behind. Amen. That everyone shall be there to enjoy the best that God has reserved for us in this awesome prophetic season. Amen. We have the flyers for this coming Sunday, Covenant Day of Marital Breakthroughs. Stretch forth your hands and release the breath of the Holy Ghost upon these flyers. The multitudes will find rest through this service. The everlasting mountain shall be scattered. Perpetual heat shall be leveled out. Joy and harmony shall be restored to every home. Every marital spell shall be shattered. Every marital delay shall come to an end, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Let it be, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And so shall it be. We have copies across in all of our various locations tonight, including here. So take as much as we will need and ensure that it is utilized. Jesus is Lord. The harvest is ripe. The field is ripe unto harvest. Just look up. Stop looking around. Look up. You'll find it there. It's all right. We had 486 of our last week's content convert in church last Sunday. 486. Awesome God. As the Lord lives, before the 3 months is over, this church is minimum double its size of 2019. Many here will wear a crown on it. Many will receive their crown from it. Many people shall be enthroned by it. The breakthrough you have been long waiting for will arrive through this in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands, everybody. And give God thanks, please. Give him thanks for the night. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Your strength is renewed. A revolution is taking place in your spiritual life right now. Give him thanks for it. Give him thanks for it. Your place in heaven is being secured. Your great adventure on earth is being secured. Give him thanks for it. Give him thanks for it. Give him thanks for it. Give him now give him thanks in the spirit. Give him thanks in your understanding, because it is your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. You have had people's turn before. It's now your turn.
give thanks to God, give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration, celebrate him. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. Thank you, glorious Father. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.